caring to remind us that those of us who are living in this now moment should be some of the most powerful spirits on the planet, for it is the will of existence to ensure its own progression, and it always gives everything and everybody more of itself. And the one thing that we can count on and depend upon is that that intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that has the world spinning, the sun blazing, the planets in their orchestration and dance, that there are no forces that can outthink it, outlive it, outlove it, outlast it, outplan it, outplot it, that there is no victory and triumph over it. And that regardless of what initiatives are being done to continue to perpetuate the divisiveness of races and cultures and socioeconomics and educated and miseducated and illiterate and all of that, that we are really in the midst of such an auspicious day in timelessness, where so many ones are caring to exalt a fuller life's urge, caring to be more properly centered and oriented in claiming and reclaiming their rights to live and their rights to live well and to be healthy, and to take initiative to reverse some of the ills and the issues that have been facilitated as a result of being under a capitalistic agenda to profit at the detriment of any and everything else. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care, to really be in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence to be and to live consciously with an intention to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent. To be in a place where we care to make a valuable contribution in life, to life, on behalf of life itself. To come to a point and place where we are no longer good about our rights to be out of alignment, our rights to be wrong, our rights to be sick, our rights to be dying. But to be in a place where we're accepting correction and applying that which is truth and light and wisdom to our lives, so that we have the benefit of having done so, which is greater wholeness, greater happiness, greater fulfillment and fullness. And to be in a place where it matters that we are doing that which is ours to do as men, the progenitor of lineages, and only men, the perpetuator of lineages, in perpetuating our lineages. And to know that there is no greater work than ensuring the progression of our generational wealth, that we're able to cultivate it, tap it, to cultivate it and really develop it, unfold it, so that we are experiencing the exaltation of the greatness of the lineages that we each represent, regardless of hue of people. But to realize that there is still karmic debt that comes as a result of the misalignment, the miseducation, the entrapment, the slaughter, the degradation, the usurpation, the violation, the murders, and all of that that has taken place, that has been foundational in the establishment of these United States of America. To realize the karmic debt of generations of ones who have benefited or think they have benefited as a result of the bastardization and usurpation of the lives of other ones and other beings for the purpose of profit and monetizing their lives, their bodies, their body fluids, their babies, their fetuses, and all of that. We are amidst a consciousness expansion upon the planet that has many of us realizing the oneness of existence itself, and that what we truly do unto others shall be done unto us, and that our animal families cannot be excluded, and that the right to kill has not been gifted to us as something that is a necessity for our feeding, but that there are those families and those cultures and those communities that continue to raise animals so that they can be slaughtered and fed to people in pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceutical people and the biotech people and genetically modifying ones are all the same ones, that there is a global initiative to undermine our rights to real water and food and clean earth and air, and we have the responsibility to rise completely up as a result of it. To realize that these ones, because of their miseducation or because of their money or because of their being in a place where they've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that they can truly prosper at the detriment of other ones, that we who care to really live and to be humble and to be happy and to be healed have to do that which is truly in our best interest consistently over time in order to reverse the issues that may have already crystallized, accumulated, and contraindicated in our tissues that create things like cancer and heart disease and diabetes and renal failure and liver issues and all of these things, that we're now in a place where we have so much available to us that will facilitate our cellular liberation, our cleansing, our purification, our optimization, and our healing. And to realize that there is nothing that we can truly do that is worthwhile if we will not exalt a full life's urge. To realize that in this now moment that our youth, our teenagers, our young ones who are childbearing, child-rearing, baby-making, that these ones, if you were not conscious and conscientious about how you were feeding and how you carried them and the thoughts that you were thinking, then now we are having to do a damage control to ensure their progression. Because we're now facing generations that are not projected to live as long as their parents. And too many of us are saying goodbye to our youth, dying from diseases that they should not have ever had, particularly dying from as youth in their 20s and 30s and early 40s. And so the issues of our existence are the things that we should really be concerned about. And the issues of your being qualified for continuance in existence, knowing that when it comes time to leave the earth, we will be off the earth longer than we were on the earth. And whether we reincarnate or not is not as much the issue as the substance and the quality of beings that we are becoming, because it is the resubstantiation and the enhancement of our own personal presence and our lessons learned and that which we've internalized that harmonized us with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and allowed us to walk in the integrity with our souls that we will take with us when we leave. The issue is, will you leave the planet, or will you succumb to death and suffocate in that body temple and either be buried or burned? The issue for us is realizing that, yes, people say, oh, well, energy is neither created nor destroyed, but there is a death that people are living. And I am the one to really call our attention to the reality that we are already in the realm of eternity, and we should not be dying at all. We did not come to the earth as dead ones. We didn't come up out the earth. We came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by this divine sacred fluid from our fathers, designed by an intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are maintained by each and every breath. We can be oxygenated. We are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water, a sphere that is in rotation and flotation within the heavens already. We are of the matter through which we're living. And that absolute and supreme intelligence that is completely encompassing doesn't die. So the trick here is to have the people feeling that they have the right to be doing that which undermines themselves, because they have to die from something anyway. And I'm saying we should not be dying at all. And other ones are, and all of us have heard about eternal life and immortality, and it's not a secret. It's just that we should be living the substance and the quality of life that allows us to be harmonize within the frequency of energy and consciousness that facilitates that as our own reality on a daily basis. As we are coming to realize that time passes really quickly, and the consciousness and the awareness that we have literally has been influenced by culture, has been influenced by education, has been influenced by the books and the authors and the writers and those who have exalted thought and those who promoted particular thoughts. And so, yes, we are able to look at the difference in how people are and what people are consuming and the different belief systems that people have bought into as a result of that. But the issue is, are you living fully, loving, being loving, honoring the lineages that you represent? Are you creating disease? Are you already dealing with states of dis-ease that are jeopardizing your quality of life? And what do you truly want? Because you have the opportunity to choose a greater way and to reverse these issues and to be in a place and space where you are able to truly heal and reverse any of these issues. But the healing is what lays foundation for your true vivid self-representation in terms of who you are, why you are, the fullness of that which is your gifts, and how to activate them so that you are able to truly be on purpose. Because there are so many ones who are striving to be healthier, but to be healthier is not the same thing as creating and developing the quality of consciousness and conscientiousness that allows you to walk in the fullness of yourself. We get what we ask for. And to know that there truly is only one self, which is the intelligence of existence, which is divine. And that our divinity is a given. Our respecting it, our honoring it, our really reverencing it, the divinity of our being. Consciously caring to be upright and very righteous in our living. To be in a place where it matters how we are living, how we are communicating, how we're interacting with other ones, what we're living for, what we're doing. Because there are so many ones who get up every day and they work on behalf of these companies that are undermining the earth and all the people up there, as well as the oceans and the seas and the rivers and the streams, that we are in a place now where we have to realize that our right alignment and the opportunity to come into that which is truly liberation impacts and affects every aspect of our lives. And as we are consciously caring to do that which is consistent in exalting a full life's urge, allowing us to really self-discover, self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized with the laws of existence, the will of existence, and that which allows us to be qualified for continuance in existence, it puts us in a position where when we are doing that cellular liberation, that it should really impact and affect everything else that we do. To the degree to which we are able to have a greater thought, and that greater thought helps to create a greater opportunity for us to do what we have talent, skill, ability, and purpose to do that is truly beneficial to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to us as a global humanity. And so it's not just about being a better truck driver driving chickens to slaughter or cows to slaughter or whatever, that you are consciously being motivated to eat well and clean so that you are able to walk into a greater line of your real work that is your purpose in being. Because that is nobody's purpose in being. That a lot of the jobs that people are doing is not purpose in their being. So therefore, whatever degree of money they may be generating, it is not as prospering as it could be, or they would prosper more, being aligned with the more and the truth of themselves. And to come to a place where we understand that the purpose in our living is not to work ourselves until we die, without having self-actualized, self-realized, and been harmonized with the will of existence and the laws of existence. But because our miseducation, our religious training has not given us that, then it's something that we have to reach for independently of the systems and the institutions that have taken responsibility to misalign us and put us in a place where we are distracted from that which is actual purpose in being on the planet. And because we're closer to having to leave the planet than ever before, then we have to really use the time that we have well and wisely in exalting a full life spirit, coming to a point of place where it really matters how we're living. And I realize that some ones and ones do not want to be in the company of ones and ones who could hold them to any degree of accountability for right action and right livelihood and right choice and right diet and right anything. You understand that they would prefer to be in the company of those who support them in their pigging out and doing all of the things that they do that is a detriment to themselves. And this is part of the programming that we have gotten as a result of the commercialism in television and movies and all of this. And now we're having to really strive with every fiber of our being to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that it is easy for us to do that which is in our best interest, that we will not struggle with doing that which is truly edifying for ourselves, that we would prefer to be right than wrong. We would prefer to be in the company of those who care that we are living towards our greater good and not just having and exercising our right to be in a detriment, to be a detriment to ourselves. And it is really heart-wrenching to think that there are so many ones who really want to be respected as intelligent people and really feel that they're really intelligent people, but they love doing that which is not in their best interest, that undermines themselves. And if they are undermining themselves, then 9 times out of 10 they're undermining their children also. And so our caring to be rightly aligned with the will of existence, our caring to reverse any issues that may have already started crystallizing in our tissues as disease, our caring to reach for that which will be life-supporting, our caring to really walk in the fullness of who we are, in the integrity of all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is being called to the forefront of what we must do in order to be qualified for continuance in existence amongst the populace that is a detriment to itself. And to come to a point in place where we don't allow this to just be entertainment, being talk radio junkies or whatever, that we are really caring on a day-to-day basis to really live our lives, to not be dying our lives, but to truly be living our lives, loving our lives, respecting and honoring the divinity of our being, and really coming to that point in place where we stop making excuses. And then in a place where you will begin to pay attention to the attentions of those that you keep company with. And what are you really being supported in doing with the company that you keep? And if you are not keeping company with other ones and you are spending so much time alone and by yourself, to yourself, with yourself, then are you really doing that which is truly supporting you in walking in the fullness of your potency, your power, your dynamic, your creative expression, your divinity, your virtues of character that align you to be in the integrity of the truth of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise as a child of God. Because it is in the lawfulness, in the caring, in the honoring, in the loving, in the forgiving, and the compassion and the mercifulness. It is in our desire to be whole and to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared and cleansed, or to have the vehicles, the temples that we dwell in cleared and cleansed, so that we are able to consecrate them, so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned in their temples. Because this is literally the best way, the most expeditious and efficient and effective way to be victorious and triumphant over any of the plotting, the planning, the care to have us careless, the intention to have us mindless and thoughtless, to have us complicit and complacent with our own demise and annihilation because we have become the consumers of those products that the dip industries are pushing on every corner across and or down the street from every church. That we are in that place where we work on behalf of these companies, and we are in a place where we are not caring to be in the integrity of our God and goddesshood becoming. This is a good time, this now moment, for a true assessment, an introspection, a real reflection, repentance, a reclamation, and an exaltation of the full life's urge, so that the rest of your life is truly the best of your life, and that you are able to truly transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards your greater good, so that you are living in the light of the truth of the one that you be, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. It is the least and greatest common denominator between us. And it aligns us and harmonizes us so that we really should not be divided within ourselves, and that we're able to live the quality of life that is supportive of life, respectful, reverencing, worshipful of life itself, and the intelligence that is causation, foundation, that maintains it, sustains it, and has it where it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that when it comes time to leave, if we live, and we embrace the divinity of our being, and we respect it and honor the divinity of all of existence and the perfection of it, and harmonize with it, then we truly live successful lives, because we were able This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, we welcome you in the meeting of the Inner Circle family. We are so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always inspired, motivated, and caring to be ever more of the more that you truly are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And over the years, I've grown and I've matured and I've come to realize that liberation is that which everything and everybody is entitled to and in need of in our day and time. It is not just for Africans, it is for Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all of the populace. And DNA research and whatnot has come to a point and place where they can really scientifically relate to the oneness of us as a humanity of people, and even humankind. And now we have to come to a point and place where we care to be in our humanity, care to be in the divinity of our being, and to realize that there is nothing but divinity because we are afloat upon a planet that is completely intelligent, 80% water. And water itself is completely intelligent and gives birth to all manners of beings and things and creatures. And we, in this now moment, have to come to a point in place, or should be coming to a point in place, where we care to be functioning as intelligences of existence and to get out of all of the labels and the scripts and the doctrines and the indoctrination and all of the miseducation and the programming that we have come under the divisiveness, the intention to make sure that we as a global humanity are divided amongst ourselves, that we are not able to really be all of who we are and to be able to think clearly, to be in that place and space where we can outthink a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, to be able to outthink a system that miseducates us and misaligns us with the laws that govern our own being so that we can be sick and out of alignment and out of attunement and in a place where we exalt the foolishness and prefer to be out of alignment than we would prefer to be correct. And what we see is that type of mentality has created ill effect on children and grandchildren, that those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, regardless of whether you give birth to ones through your loins or your womb, we are all here to exalt life, to be joyful, delighted participants in the process of our own self-actualization, self-realization, and being mindful of duty, obligation, and responsibility to lay foundation and to consciously cultivate our generational wealth in doing that which really facilitates the progression of us and our lineages. And so I am always so thankful and so grateful for every opportunity I have to speak, because there's so much that is being said and so many ones saying all manners of things, but what you hear and what you are taking in and what you allow to permeate and penetrate you matters, because you are the God or the goddess that dwells in that temple, and what you focus on, what you think about, what you repeat over and over in your mind, what you come to believe, sets a precedent for what you are literally creating and externalizing in your life. And I'm the one to encourage us to realize that we do have this kind of power, and that when we are very much aware that we have access to absolute laws that govern us, and to know that those laws are in effect whether we are conscious of them or not, and that everything that is externalizing is as a result of those laws being fully operational and ones and ones either knowing how to use them or not. But now is the time for us to be very deliberate in our caring to live and to exalt a full life's urge. It is our now moment to really want to be fully participatory in the resurrection of us as a humanity of people, in our being completely realigned so that we can be completely re-enthroned as the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples that we call our bodies. And to know that there is nothing that we can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than that gift that we've already been given as life, as breath, as heartbeat, as bloodstream, as functioning organs and intelligence that animates us, that beats our hearts and breathes us, and the inheritance that we have been given through our DNA and our genealogy, our genetic inheritance that is our heritage, and to understand that there is greatness that is already in us, and we can't be sick and be great. We cannot work on behalf of that which undermines our cells and our cellular functioning consistently over time and really have lived in the fullness of what we had available to us. And because of the initiative that there is to make sure that we are dumbing down the less than 10% of the brain capacity that we truly have, that we are consciously caring to function holistically in the wholeness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, being very much aware of the laws that govern us and being very caring and conscious and conscientious about the way that we align ourselves, realign ourselves to accept the correction and the discipline that allows us to literally transform, transcend, and transmute everything towards our greater good so that we are standing in the light of the truth of ourselves, that we are completely recognizable in the truth of who we be, so that when it comes time to leave, we've left the earth as living beings. We're completely recognizable so that our spiritual family was able to escort us into the exalted spirit realms, that we're able to transcend in the lower heavens and hells of the earth, where all of the spirits who would not, could not, did not accept correction and continue to be in violation and have to go through their own degrees of realignment within the spirit worlds if they actually got off the planet, or whether or not they left as dead ones. And that there's a realm not too far above the earth for dead ones. And so, because there is an agenda that is dead, then it's necessary for us to consider it, for us to contemplate whether we're living with a conscious intent to really live, or whether we are dying, are living, and have believed and accepted a tragic date with fate or destiny as death. And I'm the one saying that there is eternity, that we are already immersed in nothing but eternity, that we should not be leaving having died. That life and that which is causation, foundation, designer, the designer of life, is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And whether we move into the spirit worlds, many people feel as though we move into the spirit worlds and we just are dissipated amongst the stars, and that we don't retain our consciousness as individuations of absolute and supreme intelligence. And there is so much that we don't know, that we should not be glib about having to die from something, nor should we be in a place where we are happy to be killing ourselves under inebriation, intoxication, violation, and all of the things that create spiritual sickness, mental, emotional, sexual, all of the kinds of perversions that we see manifested that are literally not just somebody's business, but that it impacts and affects other ones, generations, negatively, undermining their rights to live in the fullness of themselves. And those who have been abused or end up being abusers, and we have to come to a point where we understand that a lot of the emotional, mental, spiritual, physical deficiencies or issues that culminate in dis-ease and distortion are as a result of the depths and levels and layers of deficiency that is taking place nutritionally, minerally, as well as our not having been properly loved and cultivated, nourished and nurtured, encouraged and shaped as the children of absolute and supreme intelligence, being these ones that we should really have an understanding and an understanding to truly value the gift of life, every breath and every beat of our hearts, to understand the responsibility we have to learn to cooperate, to bring our talents, skills, and abilities forward so that we are able to be vital and revitalizing, that we have something significant to contribute everywhere that we go, because we show up in our own authenticity, giving of the blessedness of our own being. And as we are caring to walk in the divinity of ourselves, rejoiceful and delightful for being in the divinity of existence itself, and knowing that we're always meeting another aspect of ourselves in the sisterhood, in the brotherhood, in the children, and in the other beings that there are, and that we have seen so little, those of us who were born and raised here and have not traveled throughout the world, that there is so much more that we have an opportunity to experience. We just now have to get to a point and place where we can be healthy enough to move forward and healthy enough to create. And to understand that real thinking allows for us to be creative, and creativity allows us to get beyond the feelings of limitation in terms of having to work jobs that make you sick, having to work jobs that really do not need to have anybody working for them because they're detrimental to everything and everybody. So we have to come to a point now where there's this shift that is happening, and it is happening whether you're participating with it or not. The issue is that we have the opportunity to participate with it. And WRFG has been a part of that, and so much radio, so many ones, so much internet radio. There are so many efforts of so many good people going on right now that we are so absolutely blessed. There are people who are transforming the lives of youth and whatnot within the schools because they're bringing the farmers together with the food and the cafeterias. They're teaching children how to eat in light of and in spite of their parents. They are really doing what needs to be done. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we are celebrating our lives and consciously digging deep and reaching high so that we are truly cleansing and healing ourselves so that we can be a blessing wherever we are, and that we are doing nothing that is detrimental to ourselves, so that we are guaranteeing that we can do no harm to anyone else. In this now moment of eternity, taking responsibility for the way that we're thinking and thinking, because our mind can be our best friend and our true ally, or it can become our own worst enemy. Because what we think lays foundation for what we are literally infusing within ourselves. And ourselves are being programmed by our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings and our intensity of feeling and thought. And so where you feel as though someone else has greater impact and influence and control in your life, and you're always thinking about what they are doing to you or what they did and all of this, then you are relinquishing your own personal power. And now it's time to reclaim it. It's the responsibility of us as women and men to know how to feed and to heal. That it isn't just for particular ones, it's for everyone. To understand basic things about what it is to live and what it is that is required in order for us to be healthy. And so we care to encourage you to look deep within the depths of yourself as to what you've created, and to know that you can always recreate, and to start by rethinking yourself. If you've been diagnosed with any kind of issue, then understand that diagnosis has come as a result of your own activities consistently over time. And that time is what we've all been given upon Mother Earth. And there's that which we can do to extend our time, to improve our time, to take better advantage of our time. And I'm encouraging us that in the meantime and in between time to realize that we're already in timelessness. And that the further we go beyond the earth, even though we're on the earth, there is no time, it's only now. And so now is the right moment, the real moment, to care, to lift your voice, to open your heart. And yes, many of us are having to deal with the passings of those ones we love. And we find that our family members are dwindling down, and some of you are doing the same things that they did. And I'm just saying is that we have to take responsibility for breaking the cycles, to not be rushing towards our own demise and not be creating it, but being in a mindfulness of knowing that those that have gone on before you are not going to take any pride in your killing yourself because they've died. That in this day, to make the commitments on behalf of those that you've loved and who've come and gone, to walk a stronger walk so in their behalf, to make sure that you are caring to be an honor and a glory unto the lineages that you represent, because you've loved and you've been loved and that which they gave you, nobody else could have given you. And that the connections that we have with our families, those connections are beyond the earth. And those ones that you have loved intimately and deeply and shared so much of yourself with, we are always connected. And so in light of our maturing and some of the ones getting older and passing forward, we have the opportunity to live a more dynamic life in giving and being more loving, more kind, more considerate, more communicative, more prayerful, more committed in being the ones that we are, and knowing that there have been no mistakes been made here in our being here. And if we are here, then we are here to give a greater good, to give a greater service, and not to just be dying from all manners of things. And so whatever the condition is, I'm the one to remind you that you were made perfectly and designed perfectly by this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Every atom and every cell of your being is perfect. And there's a perfect functioning in you where your body is always trying to balance itself. It's always trying to establish homeostasis. And it knows what to do. The issue for us is doing that which facilitates the processes of the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the elimination of the opening up of all of the systems of elimination so that the toxicity can be cleansed and the acidity can be neutralized and alkalized, and that you are able to literally regenerate everything in you when you set the right conditions. And this is why I do what I do, to encourage you to take responsibility for your healing so that you are not having to have your body parts cut out because nobody knew to tell you what to do. And then you are at such an extreme place because of how long you've ignored your body telling you what it needed, that now you have the opportunity to do exactly what is required. and to do it every day. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg to become whole. It requires the intention and the desire. It requires your maturity to understand that the laws and the gift of life are our blessings, and learning how to work with them is your empowerment. And being in the now moment, where there is so much information, so much light, so much wisdom, so much intelligence, so much truth, and consider yourself to be one of the absolutely blessed ones, because you are the beneficiary of all of those ones who've come and gone. You're benefiting from the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the intellectual properties, the intelligence and the gifts, the labor, the service of so many ones. And all for our and towards our greater good, our greater humanity, our upliftment, our edification, our resurrection. We are in such a powerful moment that is ours, and we're sharing it. We can communicate with people all over the world, and just like they were right across the street. What I find in my communications with people all around the world now is that everybody needs more of themselves. More love, more light, more wisdom, more truth, greater health, greater confidence, greater inspiration, motivation, discipline to be themselves. Because we've been under a world initiative. And there are always the pluses, the pros and the cons, as they say, for living in any place. But the issue is that wherever you go, you will always go with your own mind and thoughts. You are always going to be challenged by your resistance to the truth. You will always experience those who will challenge you to grow. And in this now moment, the growing, the reaching, the striving, is what life is. And so breathe deep. Breathe reverently and respectfully for the gift. And to know that this day is a now moment of eternity. And every day you have the opportunity to exalt a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine yourself, and the stronger you get with that kind of discipline, the greater your progression. And as you are perfecting that, anything and everything else you could ever think to do will be much more easily done, because you're doing what is required in facilitating the resubstantiation of the substance of yourself and the truth of your being. Whatever trespasses have gone on before you, done unto you, we're in that moment where we have to understand the power of forgiveness, releasing and letting it go, so that your heart gets light as a feather, and that you are able to really rejoice without creating further blockage and obstruction because of your resistance to that which is the law of love. And some people think that love is just another four-letter word and it's been misused and abused, but there is that which is love that the chickens and the cows and the turkeys are not able to say, I love you, but they know love. You understand that every being, every plant, everything responds to what love is, because love is a frequency and an energy of supporting life and the appreciation, the reverence, and the respect for the value and the gift of being directly. And we're in this now moment where we can embrace love as the fulfillment of the law. And the law being to honor life, to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. God's urge in loving other ones as we love ourselves, to really understand that there are no ones who are not our neighbors. And it is the abuse of other ones that has created so much detriment. Because there's only one in truth, one self, one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all life and all beings. And none of these beings have come into existence for our abuse, misuse, or capitalization at their detriment and expense. And so as we care to be whole, then let us truly care to facilitate the wholeness of other ones. And to know that we get what we put out there. We get what we ask for. We get what we apply ourselves to. We can get and create what it is we envision and what it is we can see clearly. And infusing it with our enthusiasm. And to know that your life should be a blessing unto all, and all should surely be a blessing unto you. This is your time. This is your day to rise. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.